The Tanya for the 28th day of Cheshvan is in Kuntis Achren, and it's the second essay on page 306. The number at the bottom of the page is 596. Ayin et chayim shara nekudes. Ayin et chayim shara nekudes, shar ches perik vov, she'ein hachzoras ponim beponim, kiyim ayde mitzvah meisi yez dafkin. In the Zayar it says that the turning of face to face comes only through active mitzvahs, through the act of a mitzvah. And the reason being, ki al yedei maisim tevim geirim zivug ha'elyin, because it is through the good deeds that one causes a supernal union. Havin, so to understand, amai maisi es dafke, why is it that only through the act of a mitzvah does this happen, and not through other mitzvahs? Yuvan mashakosu bishar man umad will understand this by what is written in the writings of the Arizal. In shar man umad, the nukva, that kitzorich tchilo lahalis man de nukva dezo, that before there can be a union above, you first have to raise up, elevate the mayim nukvim, the feminine waters, oman de nukva in the chinasasiya, kameshikosu sham perik aleph. And the feminine waters, the feminine initiative, is the act of the mitzvah. As he explains in the first chapter there in the writings of the Arizal. V'hine ha'maisim ta'ivim. Earlier, he writes there in the writings of the Arizal that the union of face-to-face could not come about until after Adam HaRishon was created and he began to do mitzvahs, then there could be the face-to-face union. Because if it were to occur earlier, meaning to say that the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be connected and godliness would flow into the world, then unholiness would receive energy from this union as well as the holy. In order to prevent that, so the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina was not a face-to-face one, but a back-to-back. But once Adam HaRishon came along and he began to perform mitzvahs, then that brought about the face-to-face union. So now the question is, if the mitzvah brings it about, how does it prevent unholiness, klipa, from gaining life and energy from that? Hine hamaisim tevim, the good deeds of the mitzvah, nikrayim kasuach v'kitzu taketim. It is called the trimming and the cutting off of the thorns. Hane'achozim ba'achozayim, in other words, it cuts away the unholiness that clings to the external of holiness. Shehem b'chinas asiyo, k'meshikosu b'shar memzayim pedik hei. And that again is on the level of action, as he writes in the writings of the Arizal. Haynu al yedei halos hatev hagonus bohem, and this comes about through the act of the mitzvah, which raises up the physical object or the physical act. In the act of the mitzvah, it raises it up so that the good that is hidden in them, hamelubish b'mitzvahs ma'isiyes, it raises it up l'mekezei to its source l'kedushas ha'atzilus shekvar huvrara. It raises up the physical object with which the mitzvah is performed to the level of atzilus, and there the good and the bad have already been separated and has already been purified. And what he writes there, the Arizal, that Adam HaRishon was able to fix and to purify the physical through prayer as well. And here we're saying that it happens only through the act of a mitzvah. Haynu al yedei esiyes hadibur, Adam was able to do it through speech, not through prayer, in intention, in his mind, but through speech. And the movement of the lips is considered an act. Because the movement of the lips comes from the animal soul, from the natural soul. The godly soul is too far removed from the body to be able to activate the lips or any part of the body. So any movement or any act on the part of the body must involve the animal soul. So if a person is doing a mitzvah with his body, it involves the animal soul, and that raises it up from the state of klipa, from klipas nega, and it purifies it and brings it to holiness. Now the goodness that is purified in the world of Asiya, in the world of action, ascends to the world of Yitzira through God's name that has the numerical value of 52. And from Yitzira to Bria and Atzilus, and from there it goes on to the higher world, all the way up to Atzilus, as is explained in Shar Man Drushid Aleph Siman Zayin. And with this we'll understand that thought accomplishes nothing without the elevation of Mayim Nukvim, which is the act from the kings of Nega, the physical act, which is basically from Klippa originally, and it has to be elevated to holiness. You can't bring about the union of the masculine and the feminine. Zo and Malchus, because it wants to remain attached to its source, and it doesn't want to be the source for the lower worlds. That there is an order, there's a manner of listakolo, of a union that comes through gazing. This is a mystical union that comes through the intention of davening and through the intention of certain yichudim that are known to those who are familiar with this method of gazing. Kinaran shalohen atzmom, because their nefesh, ruach and neshama, hein man b'mesiras nefesh al ha-teira u'b'nefilas apayim k'neida, because in their intention, in their own soul, nefesh, ruach and neshama, they are mayim nukvim, they are the arousal from below, through their selfless devotion for Teira, and during the Tachanun prayer, as is known. In the Hayem Yain, for the 28th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that the idea of divine providence is this, that not only are all particular movements of the various creatures directed by Hashgacha, not only is that providence itself is the life force and maintains the existence of every creature, but what's more, the particular movement of every creature is in general terms related to the whole grand design of creation. In other words, the collective individual acts brings to completion God's grand design and the mystery of all creation, so that every detail is not only by divine plan, but is an integral part of the total divine plan. So consider this. If the swaying of a blade of grass is brought about by divine providence, and it is necessary, that movement is crucial to the fulfillment of the purpose for which God created the world in the first place, how much more so with regard to mankind in general, and to Israel, God's chosen people in particular.